In the Fale is a music show on ABC Radio Australia, hosted by me, Paola Tukefu. I'll be spinning my favorite tunes from dancehall to disco, calypso to country, reggae to roots, and hip-hop to house music, from across the eras to keep the kids and the aunties happy. If it has a pumping groove, I'll be bringing it to you to bump you into the weekend.
Search up In the Fale to listen online or find it in the ABC Listen app.
This is an ABC podcast. Resorts, homes, and a newly built hospital have been washed away.
I'm just holding on for dear life here. This isn't fun.
Pacific prepared.
Pacific prepared.
Plan this time before disaster strike.
Every natural disaster gets worse.
Save what for dream. You must ready.
Helping your community.
Helping your family.
Helping you.
Pacific prepared.
Pacific prepared.
Pacific prepared.
Bulabinaka, I'm Josiah Nanunga, based in Fiji.
Hi, I'm Fred Hooper, based in Australia.
And this is Pacific Prepared. This show aims to interweave traditional knowledge and climate change, helping you to be ready for any disaster.
Through stories and Talanoa from the Pacifica. On today's show, from the Asawa Islands to the world stage, how to tell people why your part of the world is so important in under 10 minutes.
My children are not the ones who are building tall buildings. We are not the ones who are dumping nuclear waste into the sea. Why do we deserve this? You know, those are the type of questions that races in my head.
And the South Pacific is into another cyclone season, and we will hear the forecast from Fiji's weatherman. That's all coming up. This is Pacific Prepared.
The time to prepare is now, not right before an emergency.
No electricity, nothing whatsoever.
You are listening to Pacific Prepared.
What would you say about the place that you love? Maybe I should give that a little bit more context. Let's say that you had 10 minutes and you could tell a room full of people why your part of the world is so important. I wonder what you would actually say.
We should also add the people in the room, Fred. They are from different countries all over the world, and some of them have the power or the authority to make real life changes, things that really matter to your Vanua, to your community, to your village.
COP30 in Belém, Brazil, is where people have this chance to speak with people and convince them to make change.
All the way from the Asawa Islands, off the northwestern tip of Fiji, Lavinia Yasikula Naivalo traveled to Brazil to speak for her community or her district. Let's take a listen.
Okay. Hi, everyone. Hi, Fred. Hi, Maseki. My name is Lavinia Naivalo, and I am from Nazula village in Yasawa, Fiji, with maternal links to Lama Lama Vanomba Lavo in the Lau group. And I work as a district representative in Fiji, where I manage 7 traditional villages and 2 informal settlements, incorporating with 12 resorts in my region. And more to that, under the traditional governance system in Fiji, there are 14 provinces. Under the 14 provinces, there are 195 traditional districts. And with these 195 traditional districts, my district happens to be the only woman-led traditional district in Fiji. And I was the first woman to be appointed to this position back home, and I am still the only one for 4 years now. This is my 4th year running. Thank you.
Lavinia, I know my friend, myself and Fred have been to the Asawas over the past few years. Just talk about the group of islands in the Asawas and the issues that the villages or the people back at home are experiencing when it comes to climate change or disaster readiness and preparedness?
Thank you, Joe. In the group of islands, the one of our major climate change impact is the rising sea level and coastal erosion, and of course prolonged droughts and frequent storms that normally is not expected most of the time now, and of course there's prolonged droughts and shortages of water, with the various water sources that we have in our villages. There have come a time where spring water sources or hand dug wells have also dried up. So these are the major ones that we go through in the islands. Yes.
Vinakau. And Lavinia, what does your village actually look like? Like, whereabouts in the Isawas are you? For someone who's never seen that part of the world before, what does it actually look like where you live there?
Okay. The Isawa group of islands is mainly divided into two regions. One is the Isawa North and one is the Isawa South. I live around the more like the central part of the Isawas. I live on Nadula Island, and the name of my village is Nadula Village. And this is where also the paramount chief of the whole island, and also the health center, and the main primary and high school is located as well.
And well, the COP meeting is well underway right now in Belém, Brazil. And Lavinia happens to be part of the team who represented Fiji to voice our concerns and the challenges faced by the people here in Fiji, especially being the voice from the district level with the villages that are under that particular district that Lavinia just highlighted. Lavinia, is this the first time for you to participate or be part of the COP meeting?
Joe, this is my third year. My first COP, I was more like an observer than any other participant, because I was very new to this like world and international conferences, mainly because I came all the way from my village to COP. So when I was thrown into forums to speak on behalf of my people, like, this is where what fuels me to do better and to speak out is when I think about the struggles that my people are going through, especially women and children and youths. So towards the end of my first COP, I was asked by the Pacific Indigenous Peoples to deliver the Indigenous Peoples statement to the COP presidency. So this was just on my first year. And what I keep reiterating when I deliver my messages in high level events is, we need a seat on the table. Eh? We need decisions that are made at COP to reflect our interests, eh? to reflect the struggles and the challenges that we go through at the community level. Eh? Because all negotiations, I was in one event today when I mentioned, I'm not here for brackets in Texas. Eh? I hear that this is implementation COP. My children back home, they don't know what implementation is. They want to see that Australia or a big country is there at our doorstep, building a water dam for us, or helping us with our coral planting initiatives, because our corals are bleaching. So this is the type of implementation that we want to see. Like, we want to see action. We've heard of COP for about 2 decades now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And are people going to meet and keep negotiating? When will this action take place? So this is the kind of fight that I come and do here at COP. And then my biggest worry is, after COP, what do I take back home to my people? You know, because my children will be asking, Mom, what do you bring back home to us after COP?
And Lavinia, you said that you get to the chance and the opportunity to sort of connect and speak with leaders and ministers and people that you wouldn't otherwise maybe get to talk to. What are you putting into that sort of talk or speech or whatever you want to call it? What sort of things are you saying in that that you think really, I guess, are impactful things to say to these kinds of people at COP? No idea.
Fred, honestly, I have 101 stories
yes,
to say.
I'm sure you do.
It is too many stories to say, and my special stories will be when I talk about my children, and the struggles. One of my favorite ones is when I'll talk about the way I was brought up by my parents and grandparents, is when we will sit along our coastline. And my grandparents will fish for just a basic meal at home. They will sit along our village coastline. But nowadays, my children will walk for miles to fish for a proper family meal, because the frontages of our villages is all bleached up. So I'll watch them walking back. So in every Fijian community, Sundays is usually a very special day to have a meal for your family, say, after church. So every Saturday, my two boys look forward. This is the day that they will go out and fish and collect coconuts and to prepare for a Sunday meal. That is a norm. They've grown up with it. They've been taught to be this way. Every Saturday they will go hunting. So when I watch them walk back every Saturday to go and do free dive and spear fish, they walk for miles. And when I watch them walking back, what races in my mind? My children are not the ones who are building tall buildings, you know. We are not the ones who are dumping nuclear waste into the sea. Why do we deserve this? You know, those are the type of questions that races in my head when I watch my people struggle with impacts of climate change.
Vinandu Riki, and thanks to Lavinia Yasukula Nevalu from the Asawa Islands in Fiji.
Yeah, Vinaka to Lavinia. That was really, really interesting to hear from her, from Lavinia Joe. Like, that was incredible.
I always say, Fred, that it's different when you speak from your own experience, especially when you were born and raised in your own village, in your own vanua, in your own traditional setting, because especially for those who are holding positions right now, being a district representative for Lavinia, how she shared her experience about the changes she observed back in the years up until today, and using that, how it hurts, how it affects daily living or their livelihood, and using that to support her stance or her presentation and deliberation at such prestigious meeting.
Yeah, really, like you said, using those experiences and I guess putting them to I mean, you know, I guess almost turning them into a positive in some ways, because she's using them to make or help make real life changes for her community in the Asawa Islands, yeah. which is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. As I've said, it hits different, and no wonder some key people are approaching her after a presentation, you know, just wanting to know more and the status of her village or her district, the villages that are under the district of that she looks after. So kudos. Yeah,
exactly. Thank you so much. Venaka to Lavinia.
We need to be prepared for the future.
Helping you stay safe.
We have built a seawall 2 times, but it did no good.
What happens when something goes wrong and how do they respond to it?
Plan this time before disaster strike.
Every natural disaster gets worse.
Pacific prepared.
Pacific prepared.
Pacific prepared.
The South Pacific, including Fiji, is well into another cyclone season, November 2025 to April 2026. The latest outlook from Fiji's Weather Office indicated 4 to 5 tropical cyclones expected to pass through the South Pacific.
Yeah, and I was reading a statement recently, Joe, where it said that 1 or 2 of those forecasts is expected to pass through Fiji's EEZ, or the economic... what is that, the...
Economic exclusive zone.
There you go. The EEZ. Yeah. And should ring a bell and I guess give a serious heads up to everyone across the islands as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And the acting director, Mr. Sami Soni Wanga Wagatonga, broke down exactly, Fred, what these numbers mean, not just the forecast, but the real world impacts communities should be preparing.
Yeah, Joe, and he also took us behind the scenes on how these forecasts are actually made and created, the modeling, the data, the tracking systems, the whole science of predicting cyclones. And if you've ever wondered how they actually see these systems forming and moving, you'll eventually want to hear this.
And of course, he shared some practical readiness tips, disaster preparedness, disaster readiness, the kind of things that seem basic until a disaster is at your doorstep. Let's take a listen with an interview with the director, acting director, Fiji Met Office in Maka Nandi, Mr. Sami Soni Wanga Wagatonga.
Mbulunaka Chosaya. I am Sami Soni Wanga Wagatonga. I'm originally from Namara in Kandavu, Shematan links to Namakelau in the Lau group. I have been with the Fiji Meteorological Service for the past 17 years, 15 of which I spent as a meteorologist with the National Weather Forecasting Center here within FMS. But for the last year and a half, I've joined our climate services division as head of the division. Till date, I would say the highlight of my service here for the past 17 years would be overseeing the department.
Unaka, could you explain how the Fiji Weather Office arrived or came to a conclusion at the forecast of an estimated 5 tropical cyclones for the 2025 to 2026 season?
Okay, Josiah, the Fiji Met Services arrived at the forecast of 4 to 5 tropical cyclones for the 2025-2026 season by analyzing analog seasons. So that is past seasons with similar climate patterns. And considering the influence of the El Nino Southern Oscillation, the ENSO, which is currently trending towards now a weak La Nina. For that being said, the methodology was used is combining historical data and current climate drivers. As I've said, the Fiji Met Service used analog seasons from 1980 till to date. So looking back to seasons of similar environment, we picked out 8 years in total, analog seasons, and the average number of cyclones from these analog seasons helped determine the forecast for the next tropical cyclone season. Now, that is taking into account the analog seasons. There's also the El Nino Southern Oscillation Index conditions, which have said that two extreme conditions, there are La Nina and there is an El Nino. For the next tropical cyclone season, we are currently in a neutral state, which is neither El Nino nor La Nina, but we are going to dive into a weak La Nina state. Eh?
Forecast. And that will take me to the next question about how confident are you in these forecasts? And what factors influence the level of certainty?
Josiah, predicting number of tropical cyclones for any tropical cyclone season, when the cyclone is issued in long advance, so before the tropical cyclone season, we start issuing forecasts. Forecasts are being developed from within May, April, and May. So the longer the range, the low to moderate certainty. But coming towards the start of the tropical cyclone season, our best bet was 4 to 5 tropical cyclones. This is within the regional specialized meteorological centers area. So 4 to 5 tropical cyclones as we come near our confidence would be higher. Yeah.
So when we, for example, when I was with the local mainstream media, we usually receive daily updates from the Fiji Met office, and there would be a clear indication of areas affected. So what areas of Fiji are most at risk this season based on your current model or the system that the team uses?
Josiah, for the next tropical cyclone season, which is active from November to April, based on the current models in Fiji, there is an equal risk of tropical cyclone affecting any part of the Fiji group. Eh? However, certain areas are more vulnerable to associated effects of rainfall, such as flooding and landslides. Areas at risk would be the major urban centers, which are near rivers. These are the major towns that are close to the rivers. Eh? Leaning towards a weak La Nina, we tend to have more rain than expected. We also have a major risk area, the western northern coast of the main islands. This is where we are at, Nandi and also the Mamuno de Nassau areas. Eh? This also includes low-lying coastal areas or the bays surrounding the Nandi area, the west coast of Itilebu, and also the wet zones. While the western side of Itilebu is at harm of the risk of cyclone, we also have the windward side, eh? Eastern Itilebu, eastern wet zones, where typically rainfall is more than anticipated. Eh? So all in all, there's an equal risk of tropical cyclone affecting any part of the Fiji group for the next tropical cyclone season. Yeah.
So why is the leeward side or the western side of Vitilivu is susceptible or prone to tropical cyclone?
For this coming season, as I've mentioned, I alluded to earlier, we are transitioning to a weak La Nina state. So during a La Nina event, this is to do, if I may go technical, this is to do with the South Pacific Convergence Zone. They tend to move a bit south from its initial position, and with that, most of the activities occur on the west of the dateline. Eh? So that's why most of the cyclones that we expect will occur mostly on the western part of Fiji. So some cyclones may not, some systems may not develop into tropical cyclones. They may become just tropical disturbances or depressions. Those are the dangerous ones that can cause heavy rainfall and flooding.
Indeed, a timely and a key message from the principal scientific officer and also the principal scientific officer, climatology, and also the current acting director within the Fiji Met Office in Namaka, Nandi, Mr. Samisoni Wangawagatonga, who has given his time to shed some light about the good work the team here within the Fiji Met Service Office have been doing over the past decades, right up until today, and some advice and tips on the work they do, especially forecasting weather and how we can prepare better as we head into another cyclone season. Mr. Samisoni Wangawagatonga, Pinaka Wakalebu, thank you so much for your time.
Disaster is part of our life, and recovering is also part of our life.
As you see, they're smiling despite the devastation. That's how we are.
You are listening to Pacific Prepare.
Wrapping up another episode or segment of Pacific Prepare this week. Thank you so much for listening in. A lot is happening right now, especially the COP meeting happening in Belém, Brazil. I think when Fred, I'll just wait for the Fiji's delegation to return home, and then I can get some more interviews and just some key people to share their stories, insights, and some key takeaways from the COP meeting that's wrapping up this week.
Yeah, you're right. It does sound like there's a lot happening at the moment. I mean, just a bit of a snapshot on the program today, I guess we've got cyclone season now happening, coming up, and obviously COP's happening as well. So there's a lot of things happening affecting the Pacific right now. So, yeah, interesting time. Thank you for listening to another episode of Pacific Prepared. And thank you, Vinaka, to you, Joe, as well, as always. We appreciate your work.
You're most welcome, Fred. I'll talk to you again next week. Same time, same place. Regards, Lalomas from rainy Suva, Fiji. Vinaka.
Thanks, Joe. Vinaka, thank you.
Pacific Prepared.
This show was made on the lands of the peoples of Stony Creek Nation in Lutruwita, Tasmania, also the people of the Vanua Uviti. Pacific Prepared is supported with funding from the Australian Government's Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade. Any views expressed do not necessarily represent those of the Australian Government. It's produced and distributed in partnership with Radio Australia and networks across the Pacific, including Radio New Zealand Pacific, National Broadcasting Corporation of Papua New Guinea, Palau Wave Radio, Fijian Broadcasting Corporation, Samoa National Radio 2AP, Solomon Islands Broadcasting Corporation, and Tonga Broadcasting Commission. My name's Fred Hooper, and thanks to my co-host in Fiji, Josina Nunga. Please share any information you've learned today, and stay safe. This has been Pacific Prepared.